This morning our scripture comes from the letter of James, chapter 3, verses 2 to 12. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting our entire body. It can set your whole life on fire. For it itself is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals and birds and reptiles and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives? Or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. The book of James is a highly practical letter that serves to Christians as a moral guide, and it challenges them to put their faith into action. James, the author, was Jesus' half-brother, and although he didn't believe in Jesus while Jesus was alive, his resurrection changed everything, and James became a believer and also a strong pillar in the early church in Jerusalem. Now, his letter to the Jewish Christians, James doesn't hold back any punches. He doesn't mince his words. He speaks with brutal honesty and straight to the point. He writes to offer a practical moral guidance to strengthen believers who are enduring hardship and to urge them to demonstrate their faith through good works. This is definitely a book of the Bible that we should be familiar with. In today's passage, James addresses the greatest challenge for many believers, controlling our tongue. James says the tongue is restless and evil and full of deadly poison. Does that seem like a fair assessment? Have you ever wrestled with yourself wanting to say something that was poison? Today, in social media world, there are many people who write toxic things. We call them trolls. They scour the threads of comments and they leave distasteful and hurtful remarks in their wake. James also says that the tongue can set your whole life on fire. A careless or cruel word can cause widespread destruction. Slander, gossip, angry outbursts can permanently destroy relationships and reputations in seconds. James says the tongue is set on fire by hell itself. What he means is when we speak out of malice or anger or deceit, we are aligning ourselves with the destructive demonic forces of God's enemy rather than aligning with God's will. I remember teaching my children that when they lie, for example, they are pitching their tent in Satan's campground because he's the father of all lies. It creates an image that brings a little more significance to what we say and where it's coming from. And one of the most troubling aspects of our words is this double-mindedness that it reveals of our heart. James recognizes this contradictory nature of the tongue and says it's not right. Sometimes The tongue praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who've been made in the image of God. So blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. He goes on to ask, does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? And says, you cannot draw fresh water from a salty spring. Now King Solomon, he had something to say about the tongue as well. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He also said in Proverbs 12:18, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And another example, Proverbs 15:4, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. This is nothing new to our understanding the power of words. We have all likely experienced harsh words spoken to us and know the harm it can inflict. And we are also likely to have spoken those kinds of words to someone else at some point in our life. Hopefully, we've experienced the other side too, when somebody's words brought us peace and healing and hope. And hopefully, we have spoken those kinds of words to somebody too. It's worth noting the metaphors that James uses to illustrate the influence that our words can have. Like a bit controls a horse. The bit is so small and the horse so grand. A rudder, small, directs a large ship. And the tongue, in the same way, guides our course. Our words can determine the outcome in our life. What we say to ourselves and about ourselves matters. And the world knows this. There are all kinds of positive thinking programs and podcasts and apps to help people speak better things of themselves. But for Christians who know their identity in Christ, our focus should not be on self, but rather be more about the words we speak to others. As Christ's ambassadors in this world, we ought to speak like Jesus. He spoke the words that give life, healing, hope, and peace. He spoke with authority and has given us that same authority by which to speak. We know that harmful words can destroy, as James said, one harsh word can trigger an entire forest fire in someone's life. Think of a child who hears harmful words. It can destroy their potential and derail their entire life. Think of a teenager who hears somebody say, "You're stupid," and lives the rest of their life feeling less than everyone else. We know that words spoken in love can edify and build up a child and set them on a course to achieve great things. Our words matter because they are vessels of power that can bring life or death. So here's a challenge for each of us. James says that no person can tame the tongue. So now what are we to do? How will we control ours? Well, Jesus gives us the answer. He said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Meaning what is in our hearts determines what comes out of our mouth. If you are full of rage and anger in your heart, then anger comes out of your mouth. If your heart is full of discontentment, then grumbling and complaining come out of your mouth. But if your heart is filled with the love of God, then loving words that are kind and helpful come out of your mouth. See, your tongue problem is really a heart problem. So the same way to tame the tongue, then, is through the heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart, for from it flows the issues of life. Now Jesus said in Luke 6, he said, a good tree can't produce bad fruit. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit. A tree is identified by its fruit. A good person, Jesus said, produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. Your words are your fruit, and they expose your heart. So the words from a good heart produce good things like love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. But the words from an evil heart produce evil things like hostility, quarreling, jealousy, anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, and envy, to name a few. We can't do much about our heart. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Our plea should echo David's words in Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Without God's help, we tend toward selfishness. But through faith in Jesus, God performs a heart transplant to make us new creations, creations that are not focused on self, but look to see others as valuable and as children of God. Jesus said in John 7:38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of life-giving water. Life-giving water is a metaphor for those life-giving words that we can speak, words that build others up and encourage them, words that point them to Jesus. Those are the words that will come out of the mouth of somebody who loves Jesus. We cannot tame the tongue, but we can submit our hearts to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to change us so that the words of our mouth are spoken from a holy and perfect heart full of love. Now may the Lord tame our restless tongues and fill our hearts with heavenly wisdom. Go into the world to speak words of grace, encouragement, and truth. May your speech be a blessing to everyone you encounter, reflecting the pure, peace-loving, and gentle character of Christ. Go in peace, and may the Lord bless your words and deeds this week and always.